downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's go time, I go lie, lie, from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down, this way to the kitchen.
So, yeah, so we're going to jump into, that was more Thursday night game. So we're going to jump into some more fantasy football because, you know, that's Thursday night. We got the whole Sunday. We got a whole lot of games on Sunday. Right. So we're going to, you know, talk about a few players. And a player that I want to give some flowers to, and also that, hey, it's a good guy to start.
We giving flowers?
Flowers. Also, you know, a guy that you could start, flex, or running back position anywhere, Jamal Williams from Detroit. He got six touchdowns in the last four games, in the first four games. Last week was the first week that he started, and he got six touchdowns already. He's slated to get 16 points versus New England. I just like the guy game. You know, he up in the passing game. He run the ball hard. He's just one of those hard-nosed runners. Just want to give him his flowers. And if you're looking for a guy to start, that's the guy.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. Last week, I picked him up. So people that's going to get him, they might be a little late, in my opinion. He might not be there anymore because DeAndre Swift. You know, I'm always paying attention to people wearing 32. That's what I wore at ECU, one of the originators, right. 32 playing receiver. I know it sounds ugly, but I'm telling you, I swagged it out. DeAndre Swift is, you feel me? DeAndre Swift is one of the best 32s in this league. And when he got hurt, I'm like, okay. And he was already playing with him being on the team. So,
yeah,
I expect Williams to ball out again. Another player, since we're talking, who you can pick up and give some flowers to, Detroit. Jared Goff, he's throwing for a lot of yards right now. But in that top, he in the top three for yards in this league. Quarterbacks, Jared Goff. I'm talking not Stafford. Goff online. Yeah. You know what they did to him? They traded him out of here, got him out of there. Like, listen, Goff running around still, he really don't care at this point. You know, one pick, but like, you know, you can play. But he's showing you with these yards now. So yeah, I think Jared Goff will be available in some leagues right now. You can definitely pick him up. Want to give him some flowers, which is weird because I never thought a day in my life I would be giving Jared Goff some flowers because I thought he was a little overrated when he came into the league and went number one coming out of the Cal. But you know what? Got to give you flowers, man. When you ball out, I don't care.
You got to get your flowers. Yeah, so if you're a Detroit fan, fantasy fan, whatever, your quarterback hurts something, we got Jared Goff, we got Jamal Williams. Those are guys to pick up. This is a guy who I had so much hope for, and I picked him kind of early. Like, I picked him, like, after I picked my first receiver, which was
who did I get? That's a good question.
Adams. I got Adams. Vegas, for Las Vegas.
Easy bait.
This guy was my second guy, and I'm so disappointed right now. And I don't know who to blame. Maybe you could tell me who to blame. I don't know if to blame him. I don't know if to blame the quarterback. I don't know if to blame the coach, the offensive coordinator. But I picked up Allen Robinson. He's only averaging 6 points. Only 6 points per game, fantasy points. And he's slated to score 9 points this week versus a stingy Dallas defense. Right. I don't know who to blame is. I didn't even mention the main one you could blame, Cooper Kupp.
It's definitely him because let me just let you know something. Cooper Kupp got 19 targets last night. That man, listen. Shout out to I Am Athlete Podcast. I saw you on there talking about the Hall of Fame. When Deshaun Jackson came on there, 85% of that playbook, Cooper Kupp. I'm paraphrasing, but that was kind of what he was saying.
Right.
You're getting the ball a lot, boy. So when you're on the other side, probably open, you're not getting looked at. Like, Stafford is
not getting looked at.
Cooper Kupp. Sean McVay is giving that ball to Cooper Kupp. And I ain't going to lie, Triple Crown last year, give this man the rock. Like, you getting yards, you get touchdowns. That was all last year, but now it's like, okay, we know you the one that's getting the ball.
We know it.
All these coordinators going into Rams game saying, we can't let Cup beat us. That's what they're saying.
And right. You can't. So
Allen Robinson over there probably running, looking open. But they've been saying he ain't separating. But that's always the thing that they say. You ain't getting separation. That's one of the things they're going to say, boy, when they're ready for you to either not be that good or it's just, you know, you're getting older in this league. But I'm going to tell you right now, as a person playing fantasy, and I'm in many leagues, that doesn't mean that I'm the expert on it. I'm just telling you, Allen Robinson, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
So you're telling me it's time to trade him if I can get a trade partner.
Good luck. Yeah, do some pull something off. Try to, you know, who's one of the people that's pulling off these heists when it comes to trade? Just do whatever they did, because if I see Allen Robinson come across in that trade request, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Reject.
It's called reject and decline that.
Right.
That's just me, because I understand, bro. Cooper Kupp, he going to get that ball.
Right, right.
Get that ball.
Right. And then, okay, I got a last guy, one of my last guys before we get up out of here. George Kittle. He's averaging – well, he was hurt the first two games.
We both got him, so we can definitely talk about Kittle.
Right. He was hurt the first two games. In the last two games, he's only averaging 5 points, man.
Yeah.
And then when I – like, at first, I was like, okay, new quarterback. But then we got Jimmy Garoppolo back now, his quarterback.
Right.
So I was thinking, like, you know, things are going to be on the up and up. So is it time to panic, or should we, you know, give it a look? Well, we have no choice.
Yeah.
Can't Kittle's trade away play. Kittle. But it's like, what do I do here? Like,
Kittle in that lineup for me for the first 5 weeks, for sure. He just got to stay there. For sure, Ski, you stand Kittle. I understand how many times they want to get you the ball. And it's Garoppolo. That's like your guy. He going to throw you. There was a few plays against the Rams where I felt like Garoppolo was like, I don't care who running the routes, I'm going to Kittle. So that part's not going to change going forward. They're going to keep going to Kittle. But he's been injured. So first game, he got to just get his legs right in his first.
Got to get his legs back.
That's
in
a real thing, right? Like, people always say, you got to get your legs. I mean, I played in college, not elite, but it's like, hey, some people.
It's the same thing in college, bro. Like, you got to get them legs back. You can't just jump out there and, like, thank you. Nah, you got to get them back. You got to get in football shape.
Because first game, I was looking at Kittle like, hey, you can get off my team. Like, else a fantasy for real. You weren't looking, you know what I'm saying? But you got to get your legs right.
Right.
So I just think that chemistry with him and Garoppolo is going to continue. I wouldn't panic yet, but who's your backup? Because let me tell you something. If you got a backup like Andrew, if you're in one of them leagues where you messing around and got two great tight ends, it's sometimes where Kittle might not start for you if you see how you playing going forward. You know, like, they don't know how to use him, or he want to get, you know, Kittle keep an injury. We just got to be honest about that.
Let me tell you the wild thing about it, and you're going to be like, this is crazy. I have Kittle and Kyle Pitts, and neither one of them are doing anything for me.
You sound like, I got him in another league, Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts needs Matt Ryan back, man. God.
Kyle Pitts, this is not a personal. If you ever get to this, whoever your people might see this or something, this is not personal. I know a couple people, they really think you are really, really, really good. And I think you're a good player. But let me tell you something. This season, Kyle Pitts is not putting up the numbers. They are not giving him that rock. They are not putting him in the game plan. They're doing all these run plays. And listen, Kyle Pitts is supposed to be one of their best players. I like Drake London to be better at this point in that offense, because he's it seems like they'll give him the ball a lot more. But Kyle Pitts not getting used right, man.
He's not getting used.
I hate to say Arthur Smith, but Kyle Pitts got to get used better.
Yeah, he got to get used better, man. And that's, you know, it's crazy.
You can trade. You can put him up. See what somebody going to say with him, Kyle Pitts. Put him up on trade.
Okay. I'm going to go for that. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to give him one more week.
Yeah, give him another week.
Give him more week, because after that, you know, we got 12 weeks left. I'm going to give him one more week. See where it go and go from there. So
You can't have loyalty in fantasy.
They don't have loyalty in the real game. Fantasy. Like, if I'm the guy in first 5 weeks, I'm doing trash, they are already looking for my replacement. So in fantasy, you gotta go the same way. I'm sorry, guys. Know what I'm saying?
Not personal.
This was a great episode with my brother, man, Phil Henry. Man, go on there, tell him. your IG name, the name of your podcast, so when they see this, they can subscribe to you. Know what I'm saying?
Listen, PH32 Films on IG. It's PH32 Films with an S. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's my YouTube as well, PH32 Films. You might go in there and see some videos that you didn't think, like CJ running this 4-0. I edited that video. I know if y'all want to see this, he really fast. I have that on my YouTube. But yeah, PH32 Films. My podcast is called The PH Podcast. Obviously, my initials, Philip Henry. And, you know, you'll see me some more. I'll definitely go on the Smash and Dash podcast. I wish Lindell was on here right now to tell him I said, what's up? He's going to see this. Tell him I said, what's up? I'm following his USC guys.
Right.
I listen to y'all talking about the beginning of the year. I heard you say Baker Mayfield. We're going to keep that on the side because we know what's going on with them right now. But shout out to Lindell. And next time I see him, I said, what's up?
Sir. Yes, sir. Don't even. Hey, all my followers, all my listeners, this guy's amazing. Don't even worry about it. Next week episode, I didn't even ask him yet. I'm just telling him he have no choice. He's going to be on the Smash and Dash podcast, and that's what it's going to be. I don't care. I don't need an answer. It's going to happen.
Let's do it, man. I know y'all has a few guys. I seen y'all talking a little Twitch. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying? I see what's going on. I like what y'all got going on, man. And I just think more stories from people who actually play is important, too. You know what I'm saying? People want to hear from people who play, you know. As much as I like what I have to say about things when you're talking about sports, it stopped for me in D1 level. You know what I'm saying? Through all my plays to CJ when I thought I was going to be getting up.
All good, man.
You know what I'm saying? But just, you know, thank you for having me. Shout out to everybody that's playing fantasy. Good luck. That Denver game for Thursday night is the -3.5 for Denver. Just for anybody who, you know, legal places where you like to bet at, it's a -3.5. Whatever y'all, however y'all feel about it. I don't know. Matt Ryan might, he might do it.
You never know.
The loser might win. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Peace out, man. Peace out there, everybody, man. You know, CJ2K podcast presented by Smash and Dash. Shout out to PH Henry.
South Carolina.
You did.
Got to wrap my stage.
time we live.